Burt Lancaster and Kirk Douglas in their first action comedy. They play two aged con men just released from prison after serving a 30-year sentence. In their prime, they were a pair of notorious train robbers. Now that they're out, they find the habit's a hard one to break. We're pleased to have Kirk Douglas joining us this morning. It's good to see you. It always is.
Thank you, Brian. Good to be here.
This was the first picture you had done with Burt in how many years? I mean, you'd done six or seven together.
Yeah, we've done about six or seven movies. We've also done a play in San Francisco. We've done several song and dance routines in the Academy and in London Palladium. So we've worked together over the years quite a few times.
As I noted, Hollywood doesn't make them like they used to. They don't make characters or develop personalities with on- and off-screen personas like a Kirk Douglas and a Burt Lancaster. Why not?
Well, Brian, I think, don't forget, things have changed. I've spoken often to my son, Michael, and he pointed something out to me. He said, well, Dad, for years, you and guys like Burt were averaging three pictures a year. Well, actors, the new actors coming up, sometimes they do a picture every 3 years. See, I don't understand, because what are they doing in between?
Resting.
If I was a, if I was a carpenter, I'd be plying my trade. I think, you know, if you're a football player, you play football. And if you're an actor, you should act. So to me, it's exciting. I would go crazy if I didn't, you know, do a play or do a movie or something, because it's something that I
That's
love.
What you do.
And working again with Burt is always fun, because we argue all the time.
But I saw that in a Jim Brown piece that we had run, but you haven't seen Tough Guys. Why not?
Well, to begin with, both of us, for example, never go to see the rushes, you know, what you shot each day. And the reason, I remember a young little girl coming up and we say, oh, Mr. Douglas, I don't know what to do. She said, I saw the rushes last night. Oh, I look so terrible. She says, what should I do? I said, don't go to the rushes.
She hadn't
thought of that. I said, you just go the next day, ask the director, and the director will say the rushes are fine, because I have never been in a movie that the rushes were bad. They're always wonderful. I've been in a lot of bad movies, but the rushes are always wonderful.
I wasn't going to say that. Can you stand to look at a piece of it with me?
I'd love to.
Well, we're going to take a look at you in Tough Guys. In this role, you as Archie Long are trying to persuade your cohort, Harry Doyle, that you're not too old to make another train heist.
I'm sick of you telling me what I can do and what I can't do.
Archie. The Gold Coast Flyer ain't no armored truck. It's a 70-ton train going 100 miles an hour.
That didn't stop us the last time.
The last time we're 30 years younger, and we got caught.
Now we're 30 years smarter. We won't make the same mistakes.
That's right, because we ain't going to do it.
See, same old story. Rushes look terrific.
You know, it's really exciting when I just took a look at that little clip there. Began to remind me of movies going way back to the first movie Burt and I did, I Walk Alone. You know, we did Devil's Disciple there, 7 Days in May. It's funny, we have worked together quite a few times.
I saw where you said recently that you are a simpler actor now than you've ever been. Are you necessarily a better actor?
Well, I hope so, sure. You hope so. I think, you know, the younger you are, the more inexperienced you are, the more you push, the less you trust yourself. I mean, the more experienced you become, the more confident you have in yourself. I think you probably find that yourself in your profession. I think when you first started, maybe you were pushing
things.
And then you let it come out of you instead of you pushing it. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. What about you? What happens next for you?
Well, I don't know. I've got, after Tough Guys, I've got a project that Michael and I are looking at. I've always wanted to act.
Michael, one of your four sons involved in the business?
Yes, I have four. I've already worked with my son Peter. He produced Amos, a movie I did on TV, and also my youngest son, Eric, who's an actor. And I'd love to do a movie with him, so if I can.
And which
one
of your sons did Final Countdown?
That was Peter. Peter produced Final Countdown and Fletch. He also brought up Amos, and he's now directing, producing, and he's written the script of a movie called Tiger's Tale. So where I am, Brian, now is all I have to do is to be nice to my four kids, and they're going to keep the old man working.
That's not a bad idea. You served them well for so long, and so many of us, too. Kirk, it's always good to see you.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome
nice
here
to
anytime.
See you. Thank you.
Go see the movie, will you?
Yes, I'm going to see it. I think I will.
Welcome.